And we'll start the Mishnah again, Daf Chof Hei Omer Aleph. Zog the Mishnah, HaPayis HaSheni, the second Payis is, Mi Shoichet, Mi Zoyrek, Mi Medashin, Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mi Medashin, Mitzameneure. Mi Shoichet, who's the one that's going to Shecht? Now, even though we know Shechit is Kosher Bezor, so what do you need B'chol HaPayis? First of all, the Rav says that Fakert, you need a Payis, because since it's the Tchilas Avodas Korban HaTomid, is the first thing. So it's very choviv by most people. If it's very choviv, we know already it's a mokam sakona. People can run and push, people can stab, people can hurt their legs. So fakir, because it's choviv, even though it's kosher bazaar, you make a pious in order to prevent the sakona. That's azay shteitin rav in tomit. The Tzishonim has a kash over here that why does it say hapayis hasheni mi shoychet mi zoyrek mi medash mizbeach apnimi mi medash samanera. Dishon mizbeach apnimi and dishon samanera takes place before the shechita. Shechita is the first avoda you do in the behema, but there's a dishon that takes place before that. So he answers that vibalt it's the ikar, so takadu emefis koidim. Yes, the ma'aseh dishon might take place first in the menorah and the mizbeach, but vibalt it's the ikar, like we said in the rav, it's the chavivas that a person has, the ma'aseh shechita, who's a shoychet. So memela, it's the pious of it takes place first, and he gives another teretz because the dishon might take place first, but you need to have a bikur on the animal. So that's all chelik of the shechita. They were boiding the animal for mumim. So memela, that's chelik of the pious. So memela, that's why it's mentioned over here. Zok the Tzishonim on the bottom. Mishoichet mizorik mimdashin temo. Amai noka shechita. So he gives two terutzim. One terutz is Voimir Rebbe came in and Ikra Vaidis Hayoim, I'm feeding Kurim Lahem. Second terutz, we're in a Shmuel Puyash, Shemitkhil Nami Kurim Dishim is Becha Prima Menego, Homevinim Vroin im Yesh Boy Mum. So again, the four things are Pais Hasheni are Mi Shoychet, Mi Zorek, Mi Medashin Mizbeach HaPnimi, Umi Medashin Samaneira. Now, it says Rika, it doesn't say Kabbalah. Kabbalah is obviously an avodah you have to have a coin for, because the Tachlis or the Kabbalah is the Zrika, that's the Mechaper. So the Gemara is going to discuss who is the Mekabel. Is the Sheikh the Mekabel or is the Zerik the Mekabel? But the Kabbalah itself is not the Tachlis. Tachlis is the Zrika, which is the Kapora. Now the next thing is Umi Maila. What did you say? Halocha. Halocha is you don't have to have. You can be Reisha Mizbech also. You can Shech be Reisha Mizbech.
But if you don't?
If you don't need Halocha, of course. Halocha is also going to be discussed. Obviously, the Zerik is the Moilich. The Zerik is the Moilich.
The Gemara in Svachim, the Halacha Shtab Regal, has cases where the Kohanim pass it on
30 Kohanim pass. Here, there's not another pious for Halacha. That's clear in this Mishnah. Yeah. Correct. Zog the Mishnah. Now, the placing of the limbs is on the kevesh, and afterwards it's placed to the mizbeach. But there's a two-step process. First to the kevesh, from the shulchanois, after they cleaned out the kevayim and everything. So you place it on the kevesh, on the beginning of the ramp. So who is malei vavon lekevesh? Now, that itself has nine different shtelas. Nine different either paisos, the Gemara is going to discuss, or pshat is one pious, whoever wins the shechita, now the one next to him, to the right, all of them, one after another, get all these things. So, zok to the Mishnah, umimale v'om lekevesh, what are the things to be mile? Number one, ha-roish v'ha-regel, the head, which is heavy, and the regel means the back leg, and it means the right leg, zok Rashi, ha-roish v'ha-regel, she-yimin, b'koyin echad, it's one koyin that does it. And the Tzishonim over here says that we're talking about the regal, like we said, that's the yeshamin, but it's carried by the left hand of the koyin. Zok the Tais Rosh on the bottom, ha-rosh va-regal, ha-rosh bi-yamin, va-regal b'smoil. V'chein kol sedra v'om elu heyach melichin ois mefad shel tomid. But it means one koyin does these two things, but the left hand carries the right leg, the right back leg. Aye, what about avoyde b'smoil? So the Tosafot Ben Peretz already says that even though I'm carrying it in my left hand, that is not, and I'm going with it, I'm moilich it, that is not considered avodah b'smol, because I only have two hands. I can't put everything in one hand. That's not called avodah b'smol. Avodah b'smol means when you have a right hand that's available and you shech with your left hand. This is not called avodah b'smol. So again, ha'roish v'ha'regel, those are the first two. V'shtei ha'yadayim, then goes the back two legs. V'ha'uketz v'ha'regel. Uketz is the tail and the regel. The regel now is the front left leg. Ha'choze v'ha'gero, the chest and the gero, the throat. V'shtei ha'tfanois and the flanks. V'ha'kerbayim and the innards. V'ha'soilus. Soilus is the flower, the sorin that you have for the minchas. Niskoi that you have every day in the common tomet. We're not talking about Yom Kippur, we're talking about every day now. This parak is every day. Vachavitin is those that are brought by the Kohen Godel, Chatzi Yisoroin, that is brought with the tomet, and it's in the Minchas Machvas, it's baked, it's in the Machvas made, so it's called Chavitin. Vahayayin, the yayin, they go together, Shloi Shalugin, they go with the tomet.
I'm going to bring the Chavitin. Why have a pious for?
He brings it, but who brings it up to the up to him. Who brings it to him? He does the Maisa Krova, but who brings it? This is bringing up to the Kevesh. Now, Vahayayin is the Shloish Lugin Yayin. It could also be talking about the Chinuch, but that's not every day, okay. But it could be talking about the Chinuch of the Kahanim too. Shloish Osa Kahanim Zochuboy. This is 13 altogether. The first four, Shoichet Zorik, Medashim Izbechmanim, Medashim Menoira. And these nine that we just described, that's 13. Oma ben Azai, lefnei Rabbi Akiva, mishum Rabbi Shmuel, derech hilucha yekorev. Ben Azai argues, it's not the seder of these nine that we just described, but it's derech hilucha, the way the animal walks. And the way the animal walks, there's a seder hadvarim, what comes in first and what comes in second. And the Gemara is going to describe it exactly. Zok di Gemara, ibayelu, keshein mafisin, when the mefis, lavoi da achas mefis mefaisin, keshein mefaisin. Is it one maisa of hafosa? It's one avoida. For instance, who's shoichet? And when the shoichet is zoicha. So then the next pious is not done. But the next 12 are automatically. Those that are next to him, to the right, pashtas, you go to the right. So then they go kaseda mishnah to the right. Zrika, shlishi, dishun, vizbeach apnimi, ravi, menoira, v'chein kulam, etc. Zakrashi. Oidilmano, l'chol avoida v'avoida mefaisin. All these 13 things are different paisos. So yes, there's four paisos, but the Gemara is going to say that means there are 13 paisos in this time that you go in from one of the four. So the Gemara toshma, the Gemara attempts to bring a raya. I have a paisos, it says there only four. V'isak dat chol avoyde in mefaisin. Two v'havi, we just described 13. So Gemara, that's not a raya. Omer Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak kochi komar. Arba po'omim nichnosin lehofis. The four times they nichnas in the lishkas agozah to be mefis. But in that time that they enter, it could be there were many paisas, and it's not a raya that it means only four, excluding all 13 too. So the Gemara Blibes is the question right now that we're going to be pushed now. Was it one pais, and the ones to the right go on after one wins, and the whole cheshbon, or pshat is there were each one had an individual pais? Zog the Gemara Toshma, Chofei Omed Beis, Reb Yudah Oimel, Loi hoya pais lamachto. When they were mefis for the k'toyrus, that's another Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Chadoshim l'k'toyrus bo v'fisu." Those who were never zeicher in this ashiras of the k'toyrus, so you have to have two kahanim for the k'toyrus. One of them that's moilich the k'toyrus to the heichel and it's makterit, and one of them that's choyte the k'chalim from the mizbeach achitzoin and he's machnes it to the heichel and he places it on the mizbeach apnimi to be makter the k'toyrus aleihen. Now these two kahanim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, loye pais lemachto. There wasn't another pious for the machto. El koyin shezocha b'k'toyres oimel ezeshe imoy zechei imi b'machto. So we see that it works not with an additional pious. It works with the guy next to you. Whoever is zeicha in the k'toyres, he tells the guy next to him, you'd come and help along with the machto. So we see clearly that it's not an additional pious, but it's rather one wins and the one next to him is the lucky person. Zokmo shiny machto b'k'toyres dechad avoidi. So raya, lo oilam could be the 13 paisos. Over here, by the neck, by the mishnah of chadoshim l'k'toyres, over there it's one avoida. It's k'toyres and machta is one avoida. Chad avoida. So that's why it doesn't require another pais. But lo oilam by our sugya, maybe you would have another pais. Ikad amri, dafka machta v'k'toyres, the chad avoidi. Fakir, the ikad amri says, Dafka by machting teres, where it's one avoida over there, taka, there is not an addition. There is no additional pious. Avashar avoida is by pious. You would need another pious. You're being poisoned, maybe you would. You're being matkal upon him that you would need another pious. Zok the Gemara machte itzchalei, meaning there's a chiddush in machta that you need. Gemara is matcha no. Le'olam, don't say shar avoida is by pious and dafka machta ektoris is chad avoida. La'olam, nothing needs another pious. So why does he have to spell it out by machta that he tells the guy next to him? So Gemara machta itzchalei. Sagadait chamina hoyvelay shchicha. After all, a machta is not more than twice a day. It's only the k'toyres is by boyke and ben arbayim. Zogt Rashi, hak'toyres is not shchicha el pamayim leyoyim. Shein hak'toyres bon nedover. All the other things, Tomit, these things can come nedover. They can come numerous times a day. So hoyl, it's not shchiach. Uma'atro, and in addition, it's ma'asheres. Like we know, the Gemara says leinu chavov. It's a ma'asheres for the person that's oitzken it. So nitkin lepayis b'fe'atzmo. You might think over here you would make an additional pious because of the gewaldige skula that it has with it. Kamash v'lon, you have to spell it out. There is no additional pious. But la'olam, nothing has an additional pious. Not the pshat. Only this doesn't, and everything else, boy pious. La'olam, nothing needs. So why does it spell it out over here? Because over here, there's two reasons you would think you would need another pious. Number one, it's atzos shchiach. So mela, it's do it already. It's not more than twice a day. And in addition, it's ma'asher. So maybe everyone wants a chelik in it. So Yitaka would make a pious. Zog the Gemara Toshma, the Tony Reb Chia. Loyal chol avoyde v'avoyde mefaisin. It's not, clearly, it says black and white. Not for every avoyde mefais, like we just enumerated in the Mishnah. El koyen shezocha betomid, shnei moso oche v'akahanim nimshochin imo ishmami no. It says black and white. It says whoever is zoichin the tomid, meaning who does the shchita, then automatically shnei moso oche v'akahanim nimshochin imoi, and the aren't an additional 12 pious for all the things that were mentioned in the Mishnah. Shmami no, it's one pious for all the things enumerated. And then by default, the one next to him gets the rest. Okay, but it includes everything. Rashi and Dav Beis says the Mishnah is going on everything. Zog the Gemara. Pious Hasheni. Ibayalu frek dimar kasha. Now we mentioned in the Mishnah Shechita and we mentioned Zrika. Svekti gomodi kashi, bailu. Mi mekabel. Shoichet mekabel. Who is the one that does the Kabbalah? Is the Shoichet the one that does the Kabbalah? The Amrit Zoik mekabel. If you're going to say that the Zoik, Pashas, the Zoik is usually the mekabel. He's holding the utensil, the klishoris, he's mekabel, and he's Zoik. But we say no. In Yom Kippur, we find that the Shoichet is mekabel. The Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, is all the avoiders. So another Kohen has to take over the Shechita after he does Rav Simonim. That's his Kohen, and he has to now continue the Kabbalah. There we take a find the Shoichet is a Mekabel. But the Gemara declares now maybe this is every day. Ibailu, me Mekabel. Shoichet Mekabel, the Shoichet is a Mekabel. The Amr Zerg Mekabel, if you're going to say the Zerg is a Mekabel, Agav Chivivuse, he's very excited. He's doing the Maises Rika, which is the Kapora. Loi Mekabel Elekul Adam. He might not be Mekabel all the Dam. And he'll leave some of it out of it. He won't accept everything in the Klishores. Zog Rashi, the Zrika, she avoidas misbeach loy mekabel lekul adam vamin lekamon tzorich she kabes kol adam shenema ves kol adam yishofech. You have to accept everything. Ves dam apa yishofech. Now, that is the Gemara's sofik, the Gevaldige Chavivus. The Gemara's other tzad is no. Oy dilma no. So that would be the reason to say that what? That the Zurich is not the Mekabel. Because if the Zurich is the Mekabel, he might not be Mekabel everything. Oy Dilma, Zurich Mekabel. Fakir, the Zurich is the Mekabel. The Amet Shoich Mekabel, Zimnin Shochet Zor. We know Shechit is Kosher Bezor. Yes, we made a pious on it. But the Kohen can theoretically give it over to Zor. So if Zor is a Shoichet, he might end up doing the Kabbalah if he's Shoichet. Yes, by the Shoichet the Zor, then you have to say, no. Kabbalah ve'elach is not negay, it's only Avodah Kuna. But Vibalt is already doing the Shechita, he might do the Kabbalah, so the Shechita is not the Mekabel to prevent this, the occurrence of a Zohar being Mekabel. Or Dilma Zorik Mekabel, the Amit Shechit Mekabel, Zimna the Shechit Zohar, and it might end up being that the Shechit who's a Zohar will be Mekabel. Zok Rashi. Shashchit ekshere bezor vakabola psula boy shenema veshocht ben abokah vikivah kahanim es adam mikabola veelach mitzkuna limadala shit ekshere bezor. So if you're going to let him be mikabel, then the shochet might end up being a zor that's mikabel. So we say no, the zor is mikabel. So these are the two tzedodim. Now it's interesting to note. I saw brought down. Someone asked of Chaim Kanievsky, we're saying over here that the zorik should not be mekabel because of chavivus. Chavivus, he might not be mekabel the whole dam, and it'll be zorik before he's mekabel the whole dam. And the shoychet doesn't have chavivus. Maybe the shoychet is so chaviv, he won't shecht all simonim, he'll be mekabel before he finishes shechita. Very geshmak akasha. The zelb the chavivus you have by the avodah shechita that he wants to do the kabbalah, you can have by the avodah shechita. But I'm very Zika, we're worried about Kabul, that he's Zoriz and it won't be Kabul. Maybe the Shoichet, won't be the Shoichet? Zok the B'chaim Kanievsky that no, the Shoichet is kosher bizar. The Zrizis is by Kahane. Kahane's Zrizim. So the algemene din of Zrizis is gezok by Avedis Kuhuna. Shchit is nitken Avedis Kuhuna nicht. So in Mail over there, we don't say, out of the Zoriz, he'll not finish the Shchita and he'll do it all. Zok the Mogher. Yeah. He's saying Shoichet is drop it in the middle to go be Mekabel. It's not the Avodah Kapora, like you're saying. It's not the Kapora, it's not the Mizbeach, the Ikka Kapora, so he's not going to jump the gun.
I have Rashi's prayer. Why does Rashi need this Svarah? Typically, the guy, his Ikkar Shteller is over, and then only Nachtim he does a Kabbalah, so there's no Kshash. But Rashi's Mashmah.
Got it, right? And like we're saying, because that's like the kapara. That's the kapara. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So we have a question now. Who is the Mekabel? Is the Shoichet Mekabel or is the Zog Mekabel? Zok the Gemara Toshma. Ben Kotin was the name of Kohen Godel. Also, Yud Beis Dad the Kiyar. He made 12 spouts for the Kiyar. Kadesh Yud Beis Ochev Akanim Asukim Betomin Mekachin Yedeim Raglem Vazachas. Meaning, they can all do it in one shot. Now, doing it in one shot, the shoychet is kosher bizarre. So you don't have to have a ma'aseh kiddush yadayim raglayim for the shoychet. So shoychet is out of the equation. So if you're going to tell me that the zorik is the mekabel, so there's taka 12 people besides the shoychet. We count the 13 in the Mishnah. But shoychet doesn't need a kiddush because it's kosher bizarre. We say that it's kosher bizarre. For him, he'd have to make a spout. So zok the Gemara as follows, Val Geraya. If you tell me the shoychet is mekabel, so then he should have to have a ma'aseh kiddush yadayim raglayim inside the kabbalah, because after all, kabbalah is only avodas kuhuna. So if the shoychet is mekabel, we would have to make 13 spouts. So must be shoychet is not the mekabel. Shoychet's out of the equation. He's a kosher bizarre. So mele it's only the mekabelah ve'elach, and kabbalah is the zorik. So it's taka 12. And alav shmami no zorik mekabel shmami no that it's the zorik is the mekabel and it's taka 12 spouts. So they all through bevasachas. Zog the Gemara. Now Rashi says a chiddush that once shchit is kosher bizarre, even the kohen doesn't have to have kiddush of a glaim. Zok Rashi tleis rabe shere shloish rabe des nimnu ba mishtsen ba des pais atomit ela shashkite ein atune kish dal von glein a filu kshi be koyein lifish ya voide shi kshere bezor. So that's the chiddush. He said once it's kosher bezor, it doesn't further kish dal von glein vi am chach me kabel nim shu tzach le kash dal von glein bishul kabola. So that more says no, it's a raya al kaponim that the zork is me kabel ela shmam no zork me kabel shmam no. Zok dimo omel rav ache begin rov rav ashi af anone mitanino he learned so black and white shoychat ha shoychat the kibel am kabel u bo loy lizroik the shoychat is shecht and the kibel am kabel u bo loy the what's it called the mekabel is bo loy lizroik, so we see clearly the zork is the mekabel shmami no. Zok dimo om ben azay lefnei rabbi kiva ben azay says it's derech iluchoy. Zok dimo now four different echatimtzes how you can have a machlekes what goes first. Zog mal ton rabonon. Keitza der chiluchoy. Zog mal ton rabonon. Keitza der chiluchoy. Oh, it says in the Mishnah Ben Azza says der chiluchoy. What is der chiluchoy? Ha roish va regel. Now, roish va regel, you walk in first. Regel always goes together with roish. The Gemara is going to explain why. But roish, the head, walks in first. Ha choze va gegel. The next is the chest and the neck. Vishtei yodayim. And then goes, he argues on the Mishnah, shtei odayim means the front legs go before it. Because that's walking first. Ushtei tfana is the two flanks, ha'ukets the tail, va'regel, and the back leg. The back left leg. That's the second shita. Ben Azai clearly not like the Mishnah. Now, the Yerushalmi, Seif Alocha Bey says, what's Epis the Din of Derech Hiluchoy? He says, since it says, Viktatas Kol Ha'ayil HaMizbecha, so it has to be like, as if the ayil is mahalach to the Mizbeach. Viktatas Kol Ha'ayil HaMizbecha. That means the ayil is going to the Mizbeach. You have to imagine that, even though it's cut up. So mainly you have to have Derech Hiluchoy. Azai learned Ben Azai. So again, the first sheet in the Mishnah, our Mishnah is very clear. Rosh v'rego, shtei yodayim, ukitz v'rego, choz v'gerosh, shtei tfanois, and Ben Azai says derech hiluchoy. Rosh v'rego, they both agree, but he goes choz v'gerosh, shtei yodayim, shtei tfanois, and ukitz v'rego. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, third shita, derech hefshetoy, the way you skin it. Now, derech hefshetoy, you korif. Now, when you skin it, the legs are standing upside down, you hang it by the legs, like in the shlachtois today, and then you slit it from the back towards the head. Ketzah derech hefshetoy. Now, ha-roish v'regel always go first. The Gemara is going to say later. Ha-roish v'regel. So now you go from the back. Ha-uketz is the tail first. V'regel, the back leg. V'shtei ha-tfanois and the flanks. V'shtei ha-daim in the front legs. Ha-choze, the chest. V'ager on the neck. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, a third shita. Rabbi Kiva goes, derech nituchoy. The way you cut it up into pieces. Ho-yakorev. That's how you brought it. Ketzah derech nituchoy. Ha-roish v'regel, roish v'regel is always first. Everyone agrees to that. V'shtei ha-daim, the two yadayim, the back legs. Hachoze, the chest, va'agero, and the neck, v'shtei tfanis, and the flanks, va'ukets, and the tail, va'aregel, and then the front leg. Rabbi Yossi Agdili Oimer, a fourth shita. Derech, actually a fifth shita, with the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Agdili Oimer, derech iluyov, the better quality meat, hoyakorev. Ketza derech iluyov. Horoish v'aregel is always first. Hachoze, the choze is the better meat, the chest, va'agero, then the neck meat, v'shtei atfanois, the flanks, va'ukets, and the tail, va'regel, and the front leg, v'shtei adayim, I'm sorry, the back leg, back left leg, v'shtei adayim, and then the two front legs. Now, so these are the five shitas. Frek de Gemara, v'oksiv, is a fair shaposik. In Yecheskel, it says, kol netach toiv, yorech v'chosef, mifcha atzomim malei. It says, Netach Toiv, what are the good cuts? It says, Yorech. Yorech means the thigh, which is included in the leg. The Kosef. Kosef are the chuck, the shoulders, which is the tfanois, which is the flank. So it says clearly that you just said, Derech Hiluyoy, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We're asking Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It says, Shtei tfanois, first. And then it says, Ukas v'aregel. Well, you just said a second ago in the post, that's what we just said in the Pesach Lili. The Pesach says that the regel is better, the yorech is better, and then the tfanois, and then the kosef. So why does the Pesach Lili say derech iluyoy and say tfanois before regel? The Pesach says regel before tfanois, yech, and then kosef. Zog de morahi bekhusha. The Pesach is talking about a weak animal, a thin animal, a lean animal. A lean animal, the leg is better because the leg of mice ultimately has more muscle, more meat, so mainly it ends up being better. Ozak Gemara Omar Rava, Bein Tani Didon, Bein Rabbi Yosi, Sai Ar Tan in the Mishnah, and Sai Rabbi Yosi Aglil, it says Derech Iluyoy, Bosri Iluyoy, the Bisra's Linon, they both go after better cuts, better meat. Mar Ozel Bosse, Ivra de Bisra, one goes after better Ivra de Bisra, that means quality, Ivra de Bisra, actually no, quantity, more, Umar Ozel Bosse, Shamna de Bisra. Fatty meat. So they both go, that's a better meat. Question is, what's called better? More is better, or fat is better? Zogdemara, and that's the machloikas in Rabbi Yossi Aglili and our Mishnah. Zogdemara, my timer, salke regal bahadi reisha. Why do we say the regal always goes with the head? Zogdemara, mishum the reisha, nofish beatzomish. The head has many bones, the skull, many bones. So kir ve regal bahadah, so you take the regal, which has a lot of meat, like we said before, even by Krusha, so mele, it covers up the bones. Now we're explaining why is the Rosh always first. Meaning, the Rosh together with the fats of the keres, of the stomach, they go together. They go first. It says in Pasuk, Beferish and Vayikra, as Rosh of Espidroi v'Orach. It says Rosh of Espidroi v'Orach. So it says clearly that the Rosh is first together with the peder, with the fats. V'idoch, there's another peder at the end of the Pasuk too. Zogmo peder achino. Lemay also, what is the other peder coming to tell me? Lechretanya, ketzad oisa, noisin es peder abeis hashchita. There's an additional fat that you have to place on the base hashchita, because that's derech covered. After all, the base hashchita is exposed. Umaleu, and you, that's how you bring it up. V'zehu dech kovat shel malo zok rashi, lifi shebeis hashchita meluchuk b'dam ha'roish. So there's an additional pair of facts that you place in the base hashchita. Stop on the Mishnah.